As I'm speaking, taking communion somewhere around midnight, and I'm talking specifically, I mentioned my family, and I go through some things, and the idea is that each generation should know more than the one that was before. If nothing else, those little ones back there, they haven't grown up with all of the religious baggage, all of the stuff that I had to fight through. So they're starting at a point that's way past where I was, with much less problem, misunderstanding, or resistance. Do you understand? So each generation should do more than once before. The people in my life who, you know, to use a word, like mentored me in teaching, especially going back for decades. And I've often said to you guys, the way that you honor those people is not by just continuing to speak what they spoke. You should take everything they've given you and then increase it. You should be able to do more than they would before. Looking at Jordan in the face, you know. I have a picture hanging in my wall. He's about this tall with a little guitar this big, which is as big as he is, as he's sitting next to me on the couch and I'm playing my guitar, right? That goes back to, oh man, probably 85, maybe 86. He was maybe, what, 3? Obviously, he took the little bit that I had and has increased it tremendously, right? Okay? That's in no way, and listen, I'm using an allegory, okay? That's in no way a slight to me. That's something that fills me up, and I'm very excited to be able to stand here and watch him, for instance, on Sunday mornings, because that's the way it ought to be. We should always, each generation in the things of God, we should be able to start from a level that the people before us brought us to. And to honor them, we should keep pushing the envelope. You get back to that avant-garde thing, the foremost position. We should keep pushing it because there's, again, always more to know, always room to grow, right? So you back up into the 24th verse where he said, until now, you have aiteo. You have asked. No, it's stronger than that. You have petitioned. Okay, you're getting there. You have required. You can even say you've demanded. Up to now, you've demanded nothing in my name. Nothing in my name. Ask, require it, and you will lay hold to it in order that your joy may be, again, parao, fulfilled. Then you tuck down to the, 26th verse? In that day, talking about the day after I'm speaking plainly to you, in that day, you will require in my name, and I'm not even telling you that I'm going to, and hear the verbiage change. Again, when you look in your Bible, you're probably going to see ask and ask. But one word is aiteo, which means to require or demand even. The other word is eratao. And eratao, the easy thing for me, is like, do me a favor, okay? You're going to require it in my name, and I'm not even telling you, I'm going to ask the Father to do me a favor. And here's why. Here's why. Because the Father loves you. I don't have to ask the Father to do this for you because he loves you. And the reason he loves you is because you love me and you have believed that I came out from him. How powerful is that? Do you believe that? Do you believe him? You believe he came out from him? Do you love him? Then the Father loves you. You don't even have to get Jesus to do it. Just talk to God. And he will respond because he loves you. Now, I don't know about you, but that just thrills me. Because I want to know everything about the Creator of all things that I can learn, that he will allow me to get, right? And when I think about the fact, you know, you think about the things in your life, we need to quit watering this stuff down. We need to take it literally. Jesus wasn't playing. He said, you can ask for whatever. Up to now, you haven't asked anything in my name. Ask in my name that your joy may be filled. And we got all these people out there going, well, you know, we can ask, but we don't know if we're going to. What's that going to do for your joy? No, it won't be fulfilled. Your joy gets full when it gets fulfilled. When you put in the petition, when you put in the request, when that gets full, when the order gets fulfilled, then your joy is made full, right? Yes. But it says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. So if you just keep hoping and hoping and hoping and hoping and nothing happens, what happens to your heart? Well, they ain't joyful. Oh, it's so beautiful. And then you can go over there. I'll stop. You can go over there and look at what Paul said in Ephesians 3 again. And I speak this stuff out. I speak this word out over you people all the time. Okay? That you come to experience the purposeful good will of Christ. Hyperbolo, exceeding physical reality or in human knowledge, so that into you is filled, plerao, fulfilled all of his pleroma. Remember when we talked about that a few weeks ago? The totality of divine powers. That's what Jesus said. I'll tell you all about it. You can experience how much I love you because you love me and how much the Father loves you, so much so that he will fill you with divine powers. But now we're all the way back to the beginning of where we were last week in 2 Peter 1:4. That's that divine nature. Do you understand that this book, you just believe it. You know? It's life. It's not religion. It's life. Believe what it says and watch what happens. Y'all go ahead and stand up. We'll be through. His divine power has bestowed on us all things pertaining to, concerning life. That's vitality. And Yusebiah, that inner response to God, he's given to us all those things. Lay hold to them. Don't quit. Don't retreat. Don't ever think that what you have or who you are is inadequate, because it's not, because he lives in you. Father, I thank you so much for your words this morning. I know they're yours. I know that they will edify, encourage, and increase in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.